I'm Mike McCurdy. In this bewildering, information-drenched world, it can be difficult for people to recognize the differences between news and advertising, journalism and opinion, and bias and fairness. GLT's Colleen Reynolds caught up with Michael Spikes with the Center for News Literacy at Stony Brook University in Long Island, who is traveling Illinois to help educators with the tools they need to bring critical thinking to everything they see, read, and hear in the age of misinformation. Spikes says news literacy is about becoming an active and smarter news consumer.
When you come upon information or you watch a news program or you see something online that may purport to be news, before you go and you jump to a conclusion, after that story has ended, you really ask yourself a couple of questions. You ask yourself questions such as, what do I know at the end of this story? How do I know it? Who gave me this information? Who were the sources in that story? What may I not have heard in this story? And why I may not have known that information at the end of the story. So really, again, it's an active participation in the information that you consume. It does take a bit of work, but I think once you get into the habit of doing it on a regular basis, it becomes super easy to do. It becomes, as one teacher said to me, second nature.
How young can our students today who can understand what you're trying to teach them?
I would say it could go all the way back to primary school. We've seen in most cases that high school teachers are the ones that are mostly wrangling with the issues that we teach in our news literacy class, but we've also sort of felt that the sweet spot is middle school. Because in middle school, I used to work in the elementary school. My first job in education was actually as an elementary media specialist, also known as the librarian. And one of the things that I noticed with my fifth and sixth grade students, they were right on the cusp of development in which they were developing their own points of view or having their own way of seeing the world. And we kind of feel like that sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade period right around there, we really feel like that could be a real sweet spot of teaching news literacy because it's right at the beginning of the time when young people are starting to really find out and understand who they are as people. And we feel like putting an intervention in that includes news literacy topics that will make them more skeptical of the information that they see is something that they can carry from that point through the rest of their life.
You refer to everyone today as a publisher. Explain that and why that's important to highlight.
So one of the things we talk about in our course are open platforms, and we look at social media as one of those open platforms, such as Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube. Yes, it's true that we go to social media too. I know personally, I use my Facebook page mostly as almost like a magazine. I have liked a couple of news outlets, and most times I get a number of articles there. But also at the same time, I can also publish my own material. A couple months ago, I was doing a series of blog posts for the BillMoyers.com blog, and I was doing some promotion on my own Facebook page. They promoted it on their Facebook page, and people were able to comment on those stories. So in these realms, again, going back to the idea of these open platforms have made communication not a one-to-many, but a many-to-many system, where now we as the consumer can also create and distribute to large numbers of people. With a platform like YouTube, there is no cost barrier to entry. Anyone, all they have to have is a computer or even just a cell phone. They can create a video, put it up on YouTube for free, and that goes out to the millions and millions of people who access that platform every single day.
Michael Spikes of the State University of New York at Stony Brook says his institution has used the news literacy course for more than 10,000 undergraduates and makes all of the materials available to any educator. He spoke with GLT's Colleen Reynolds following a session with teachers in McLean County.